Welcome to the Manage Tools Podcast. Today's topic, how to introduce people. In today's cast, we're going to explain how to introduce one person to another in social and business settings. Now, we surprised some of our members a couple of years ago when we included podcasts on how to attend a party and how to introduce oneself to someone else. Some saw this as etiquette, which the modern business world had, in a sense, done away with. And certainly the world of commerce has changed how people interact, making much of our lives less formal than perhaps they were before. But at the same time, we've also noticed that the blurring of work and family time means most of us are exposed at work to situations that call on basic rules of social courtesy. These managers who do well in these situations are seen as more polished and as better communicators. In short, better future executives. So don't think of this cast as one about etiquette. It's not, really. It's about courtesy and getting promoted. Here we go. I like the fact that we're not making this cast about etiquette. I never really kind of liked the sound of that.
Yeah. You and I both know etiquette's a valuable tool, no question, but it definitely has not a great reputation. And I think particularly among young people, it's something for older people to do, or it's about formality or something. So yeah.
Yeah, no question. I think you're absolutely right. People think of it as something that older people do.
Yeah.
Or people in certain parts of society that they happen not to be a member of.
Yeah. And then they see somebody go to a party for work, and that person effortlessly moves between groups, and they handle conversations about nearly any topic. And they graciously apologize for a simple mistake or a gaffe. And they think, how did they do that?
The answer is social courtesy.
Yeah. Which is etiquette, but we're not going to call it etiquette. But the great news is this. Look, simple courtesies and basic social graces are becoming less common fast enough that you need only do well with a few of them to stand out, to be fine, or really even to stand out professionally.
Yeah.
It's just becoming more rare.
Yeah. Thanks for adding that professionally in there, because that's really why we're here. We're here to help people in their careers. And frankly, we see them mess up introductions way, way too often.
Right.
So, okay. So let's get right to it. I can't imagine this is going to be a long cast, right?
Yeah. I refer you, sir, to the Handshake podcast. You said 10 minutes, and I think we ended up at 55 when I got done talking.
Yeah. I don't know if that's more a reflection of the topic or my partner.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's me.
Anyway, okay. So the basics, please.
Okay. We're going to do this in two sections. The first section explains our five-step foolproof way to introduce someone. And I have to tell you, I think a lot of people were taught a different way that was hard or harder. And this is much, much easier. I learned this actually from, an etiquette coach, a social courtesy coach. And then, the second section, we're going to share some additional guidance, 9 points of additional guidance, which all are pretty quick, pretty short, and they just elaborate a little bit on the basic five steps. But we want to give the five steps first so everybody can understand how the additional guidance fits in. And that way, you know, right up front, everybody's going to know the key thing we're recommending.
Good.
Okay. So how to introduce somebody, there are 5 points. Number one, you start with the more senior person's first name. Then number two, you say, I'd like to introduce, or you say, do you know? Number three, you say the first and last name of the junior person. Number four, then you say the first name of the junior person, believe it or not. And then number five, you end up with the first and last name of the more senior person. Okay, so that's the five steps of how to introduce somebody. So, as an example, if Allie is more senior than Noah, It sounds like this. Allie, do you know Noah Calhoun? Noah, this is Allie Nelson. So, first name of senior, first and last of junior. First name of junior, first and last of senior.
Yeah, and anybody who's seen the movie knows that Allie is senior to Noah. So.
Yes, exactly right. Okay, now let's just run real quick through the additional guidance we've got. Number one, assume you must do the introduction. That's a big one. That's the most important one. That's why it's first. Number two, gender is less of an issue than most people think. Three, power is much more the concern today, particularly in professional situations. Number four, don't attempt to determine rank. It's really not all that important. Number five, your company comes first. Number six, no nicknames. Number seven, if you don't know someone's last name, ask. But again, that's not critical either. Number eight, gestures really help. Really help. It's my favorite one. And number nine, your mother outranks everyone.
Everybody should know that. But yes. Okay, so let's march right through how to introduce someone. Step one, start with the more senior person's first name.
Yeah, we're going to talk more in the second part of this about how to determine who is the more senior person. But for right now, we want everybody to understand the basics of the steps. And we don't want people to get wrapped up around senior and junior. We're just trying to use those wordings to make it easy for people to understand the two people we're talking about. The vast majority of introductions you're going to do will be between two people whose relative status is either not important or close enough that it makes no sense to worry about the distinction. That was one of the biggest problems I think a lot of people had when they were learning about introductions. There was this formality that they didn't understand. They thought everybody was equal, and what about, you know, freedom and equality and all that kind of stuff.
Right, and when they're getting ready to do it, their brain freezes.
Yeah, and they felt like they were going to make a mistake, and then, they made a bigger mistake by not doing it at all.
Exactly.
The point here is you're going to introduce two people so that they can know each other's names. If you're in doubt, don't get wrapped around the axle about junior and senior. Just pick one to go first. Just pick one. Once you've picked that person, just say their first name. In the example we used, we'll assume that Noah and Allie are equals or of undetermined rank, or we just don't know. It doesn't matter. And you happen to be standing next to Allie when Noah walked up. And so the first word you say is Allie's first name. And I have found that knowing the first thing to say, not, hey, I'd like to introduce you to, or, you know, whose name, if you're not certain of rank or anything else, say the first name of the person you're standing next to. That first name is the thing that gets you over the stutter, the mental stutter, so to speak. It gets you started, and then it's all downhill from there.
Cool. Okay. So we started with Allie. Step two then is to say, I'd like to introduce, or do you know?
Yeah. Well, look, just step by step. These two phrases, I'd like to introduce, or do you know, are the bridge between the two people. We actually mean, as Manager Tools has become somewhat known for, to say those exact words, I'd like to introduce, or do you know? I think a lot of folks stumble here because they think there's something more formal, like I'd like to present to you, or may I please introduce to you. Look, those are technically fine phrases. They're probably better used in a little bit more formal setting. And really, we're just trying to get through this. Short, simple words are best. If you want to say let me introduce or some other wording, that's fine. We recommend using the same one, though, virtually all the time. It's just like in the feedback model, where we recommend using the same phrasing so that you can forget about the process over time. It's just like memorizing, I think I've used the example in America, the Pledge of Allegiance, right? The process is going to become second nature, and you can focus on the people and the names of them that you're introducing.
Right, which is the most important thing you could possibly focus on at that point in time.
Yeah, and we just use I'd like to introduce or do you know because they're kind of simple. I, I think people might be surprised that we say, do you know? But do you know is a perfectly acceptable way to introduce somebody. There's not something more formal that's lurking in the background that some etiquette coach is going to slap you on the hand for. You can just say, Bob, do you know Jim? So pretty, cool. Pretty simple.
Good. Okay. So now we've got Allie, do you know? Mm-hmm. And then step three is to say the first and last name of the junior person.
Right. I really like this step. Hopefully everybody can hear it and you can see it. It's a really easy, it's a nice touch. It's a nice way to close out sort of the first half of this thing. Remember, we started with the more senior person, Allie, by saying, Allie, do you know, followed by know is first and last name. The senior person learns the full name of the person they're being introduced to first. Look, I know we're not trying to make a big deal out of the senior and junior part. We're not. But this way of introducing makes it easy to feel that when there is a noticeable difference, you understand why you're doing it and the order you're doing it. Allie, the more senior person, gets to know Noah's full name and therefore last name first.
Yeah. Okay. So easy enough. Allie, do you know Noah Calhoun?
Right.
Okay. Then step four is to say the first name of the junior person.
Right. I hope nobody thinks we can make this any easier. I mean, we're just trying. I mean, it's really blocking and tackling. Here, all you're doing now is reversing the process. We started with the first name of the senior and then followed by the full name of the junior. And now we're starting the other half, if you will, with the first name of the junior. It's Allie, do you know Noah Calhoun? And now we're flipping it around, Noah. And at first, we were speaking to the senior, making them aware of the name of the junior person. Now we're speaking to the junior, and we're going to make them aware of the name of the senior. And I'll just say one more time, do not get worried again about the whole junior-senior thing. It doesn't matter most of the time. It makes it easy for us to keep the people apart in everyone's mind as we go through this. And one more thing, I find this step is really, really helpful when you use gestures, which of course we're going to talk about in the additional guidance.
Good. Okay. And then step five just finishes off the whole thing. We follow the first name of the junior person with the first and last name of the more senior person.
Right.
Which means we have Allie. Do you know Noah Calhoun? Noah, this is Allie Nelson.
Five parts. That's it. First name, introductory phrase, first and last name, and then first name, and then first and last again. Easy. Allie is more senior than Noah in this case, or it doesn't matter which one is more senior. And you chose to start with Allie, and you say, Allie, do you know Noah Calhoun? Noah, this is Allie Nelson.
Yeah.
How many, you know what, it just occurred to me. How many words is that? 11 words. I think it was pretty doable.
I think so. But it shocks me how often it is not done. So
right.
If folks think we're being a little bit too detailed about something fairly simple, we're only doing this because we see it messed up so many times we feel we have to.
Yeah.
Okay. So saying again, most of the time you do not need to worry about seniority.
Totally.
Just focus on the five steps rather than on what you know or don't know about the formal etiquette or ranks or titles or those kind of things.
Excellent. Yes. Focus on what you know rather than on all that stuff that probably somebody in a receiving line does, but we're not in a receiving line. A person who's going to point out that you did it backwards is totally committing their own social error, one much worse than any insult they might perceive about the reversal of rank. The purpose of introductions is to introduce people, not to point out rank or hierarchy, period.
Ooh, very good. The purpose of introductions is to introduce, not prove you know the etiquette rules. Okay, so now let's get to the additional guidance. First one is assume you must do the introduction.
Yeah, and we've alluded to this a couple times already. It's the first one. It's absolutely the most important of all these 9 points of additional guidance. We could do a 2x2 matrix right now to show why introducing two people when you're unsure of whether they know each other or not, because of course they could know each other, right? We could do a 2x2 to show that it is the right choice to attempt to make the introduction. But really, I don't think we have to. We think many people don't introduce others for four reasons. One, fear of doing it incorrectly or put differently, they don't know how.
Not anymore.
Right. Okay, good. Second, because they don't want to be embarrassed if it's unnecessary. I think this is a big one.
Yeah, that's not terribly smart, because anybody who would show any disdain at all for the extra effort isn't worth worrying about.
Yeah.
And most, if not all others, will be pleasantly surprised that you took the conservative and more, frankly, respectful path of making sure by starting the introductions.
Yeah, I think the respectful, I think you choose that word well, because if I'm introducing two people, it's respectful of me to err on the side of introducing them, because I don't want them to be embarrassed by not knowing each other's name and wonder whether the other person hears it or not, right?
Exactly.
So if anything, you're the one that's taking on the embarrassment, right? You're relieving them of the embarrassment. So if they already know each other, okay, you get a little, you know, they're like, of course we know each other. But the whole point of it is to relieve them of any embarrassment. And that's one of the great things about, I hate to say it, but etiquette.
That's a great point. I love that thought about taking on the risk at the for the benefit of
the risk
of
is ours rather
guests.
the introducing persons rather than the two people who are being introduced. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, that's not risk. That's, you know, that's not a crunch, that's a little teeny pinch.
Yes.
Okay, number 3, they don't know names.
We'll address that in a second.
Right. And 4, they just don't care, or they're completely unaware of the need or courtesy. This is not all that common, but it happens. People just don't think they need to do it.
Yeah, and we'll address that simply by saying that it is expected. Look at folks, it's awkward if you don't introduce others and executives in your firm whose lives are even more about people than yours is.
Yeah. Yeah, an executive standing around and they know you know this other person and you're not introducing them, they're going to assume that you don't want to do it, or you don't know names, which the executive already doesn't, but you're putting him or her in the awkward position of having to introduce themselves. And now they feel awkward, and they feel something about you, which is you didn't do what they expect you to do. Yeah. Look, when in doubt, introduce. The danger of being wrong is less than the danger of not introducing.
Exactly. Okay. Our next point is that gender is less of an issue than you might think.
Yeah, there used to be much more focus on gender when introductory etiquette rules were more societally based. We're talking about the professional worlds today, and to a degree, really, the modern world. Women are equal to men. This is why, by the way, Western women often have better handshakes than men. Because the man thinks he's shaking the hand of a lady and so only accepts her fingers or shakes so lightly as to make her think that he's frail in some way. And look, we're not accusing women today of not being ladies, but rather we're using that word lady to refer to their more formal and really kind of former role in society from perhaps maybe 50 or 100 years ago. Again, when gender made a great deal of difference in society. Rules were built around it.
The guidance is simple. Just disregard gender in virtually all professional situations. Now, we're not saying that there aren't times, if your company is hosting a receiving line in a diplomatic banquet,
yeah,
for example,
exactly right,
that you might need some more subtle rules. But day-to-day, virtually all professional and social situations do not require you to make a distinction of gender when introducing.
That's good. Yeah. You just don't even think about gender. Right. Next, power is more of the concern today. We're recommending that when it comes to thinking about junior, senior roles and introductions,
which is not that big a deal, remember?
All right, okay, good. When you do think of junior and senior, think rank within your company. Professionally, role power is more important than gender or age. If you're introducing two people who are within a level or two of one another, which I think it's fair to say in most bigger companies, and probably even smaller companies that are flatter, that's by far the most likely situation, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You're probably fine not making any distinction at all. If it's more than a couple of levels and you want to be fully precise, do go ahead and say the senior ranking person's name first. There are a couple of caveats to this in a moment as well, I'll add.
Okay. Let's just cover the next two together. Do not attempt to determine rank because it's not all that important.
Right.
And your company comes first. We're trying to make it clear that the rank isn't worth worrying about. Hopefully folks have got that by now.
Yeah.
Unless it's terribly obvious, the difference, it's not worth making the distinction. And if it is obvious, you don't need to go out and determine it.
You know it. Okay, that's a good way to say it. Yeah, exactly right. It's obvious to everybody. Everybody knows, right. Related to that is, other than with customer company managers, if you're introducing two relatively equal in rank people at different companies, your company gets pride of place or the first more senior role. Well, I think we're probably being overly nitpicky here, but frankly, I figured we'd get a question about, okay, help me with all the rankings and everything. And I worry a little bit about the questions we're going to get because I'm afraid people are going to spend a whole lot of time placing everybody and hierarchically putting everybody there. And that's not the point. The point is to introduce people. We'll say that again. With customers, if you're introducing someone at your firm to someone with a customer, unless there's a big role difference that favors your firm, the customer is the one to start the introduction with. The customer becomes the more senior person.
Right. Okay. What about our rule of no nicknames?
Yeah, this probably would have been, I think, but I don't know this. This probably would have been unheard of a number of years ago, introducing somebody by a familiar or perhaps a too informal nickname like Bubba or Slider or Tootsie or something like that. But look, informality has become much more common these days. Regardless of that, don't use someone's nickname. Okay? Use people's proper names. If they choose to allow their new acquaintance the informality of their nickname, great. You just introduce them to someone they're clearly already comfortable with. But we'd recommend you throw around other people's nicknames first.
Yeah, I know some folks are thinking, but there's a lot of people whose last names I don't even know at work. I assume that we're addressing that when we say, if you don't know a last name, ask, but it's not critical.
Yeah, I have learned that the small bit of embarrassment one feels for having to ask for a first or even a last name is very small relative to the appreciation the asked person feels that you're willing to accept that embarrassment in the interest of being respectful about their name. This is a totally reasonable price to pay, and it's well worth it. And at the same time, you don't have to ask, in which case you can get away with just using first names. Allie, do you know Noah? Noah, this is Allie. I mean, how many words is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, right? We eliminated two last names. And by the way, we haven't said it before, so we'll say it now. Hopefully everybody sees the beauty of our recommended steps. Each first name gets said twice, and if you use last names, they each get said one time as well. And interestingly, we have another podcast about how to be introduced, but that's for later, and it reinforces the whole name thing even further.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Next to last is gestures really help. I love this one.
Yeah. My personal favorite. Some folks have seen me do my two-part gesture technique to show how powerful gestures can be that we don't,
Hey, dude, when people see you, all they see is your gestures.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm a little bit of a whirlwind. But look, gestures really help. I think I've said before to some groups, maybe in a podcast, that the parts of your brain that control speech are either very close to or the same part that control arm and hand gestures. When people talk, we're supposed to gesture. So gestures are powerful. It doesn't take many gestures. It doesn't take much at all in this situation to add context and value to your spoken words. So a little bit hard on an audio cast, but here are a couple of simple gestures you can make when introducing two people. First, extend the arm closest to the senior person toward them with your palm up in the air a little bit, not with your hand flat like a knife, but curved a little bit like you're holding a little bit of water in the palm of your hand. Extend an arm closest to the senior person toward them as if you're going to touch them on the arm or maybe just like on the back of the elbow. You don't have to touch them on the arm. Just extend your hand in their direction. Once you stop with that hand, extend your other hand toward the junior person. And then once you get close to them, draw that hand back toward the senior person. Think of yourself as motioning the junior person to come toward the senior person. And then, if you really want to impress people, make the first gesture as you say that senior person's name, then turn your head to the junior person while making the second gesture. Then, as you draw the second person, the junior person, in, you say their first name the second time, and then turn back to the senior person as you say the senior person's name.
Hmm. Could that be a video cast for this year, maybe?
After listening to myself say that, having written it a while ago, I vote yes. I have a feeling that people are going to go, okay, senior, junior, I don't know, can I do it? Yeah, I think maybe video.
Yeah, video might work there.
Right.
Okay. Then I think we have one more piece of guidance, which is very important. Your mother outranks everyone.
Yeah, it's certainly true for you and me, partner. It's a very good general rule. And even if you don't think it, your mother does.
And that does it, or maybe even overdoes it.
Probably too much detail on some of this stuff, but I think, you know, that's why we walk through the tactical steps right up front. And there are some really good nuggets in the additional guidance this time.
Yeah. Well, of course, I was just kidding you, though. So before we go, just walk us through it one more time, just high level.
Okay. How to introduce somebody, 5 steps. Senior person's first name first, followed by I like to introduce or do you know. Then you say the first and last name of the junior person. Then you say the first name of the junior person. And then you end up with the first and last name of the senior person. So if Allie's more senior than Noah, it sounds like, Allie, do you know Noah Calhoun? Noah, this is Allie Nelson. And then we have 9 points of additional guidance. Assume you must. That's the key. Assume you must. Go ahead and do it, even though it might be a little embarrassing if they already know each other. Gender is less of an issue than you think, but power is more the concern today. Don't worry about determining rank. It's not that big a deal. Your company comes first. No nicknames. If you don't know a last name, go ahead and ask. But again, not critical. Gestures really can help here. And finally, your mother outranks everybody. That's
awesome.
It.
Super. All right, my friend. Thank you much.
Thanks, partner.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. So there you go. How to introduce people in 5 easy steps, the typical manager tools way. So if you have any questions, comments, things you want to share, please visit us on the discussion forums, www.managertools.com/forums. We'd love to see you there. In the meantime, have a great week, and we'll see you next week. So long.